AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says he's running for the GOP presidential nomination. He made the announcement at Miami-Dade College.
Our country's on a very bad course. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question for me is, what am I going to do about it? And I've decided I'm a candidate for President of the United States of America.
President Obama and top aides have been working the phones to congressional leaders trying to salvage his trade agenda after a stinging defeat Friday at the hands of House Democrats.
Publicly, officials here voice confidence. Press Secretary Josh Earnest predicting the president will eventually get the authority to close new free trade deals.
A bipartisan majority of members of Congress recognize that this is something that's critically important to middle-class families and middle-class workers.
Still, in order to prevail, Obama will need to flip scores of votes from unions supported Democrats who contend workers will be dealt new blows from low-wage foreign competition. That would seem a tall order, but Earnest calls it just another procedural hurdle, much like others that have been overcome. Mark Smith at the White House.
Pot may be legal in Colorado, but you can still get fired for using it. The AP's Kristen Wyatt reports.
Colorado's highest court decided that even though the state considers marijuana legal, it's a federal crime, and if you're using it, an employer is free to terminate you.
The case involved a quadriplegic who used the drug to control seizures. Stocks ended lower as uncertainty mounts over Greece's bailout talks with its creditors. The Dow fell 107 points. The S&P slipped 9 points. The Nasdaq fell 21 points. The Dow had been down as much as 200 points. This is AP Radio News. No one likes having to go to a hospital emergency room, and new research finds that repeat visits are fairly common for the same complaint.
Some medical researchers are trying to find out why about 8% of patients who went to the emergency room in recent years returned within 3 days. And about 1 in 5 patients made a repeat visit in about a month. The most common reason, skin infections. The research points to gaps in the system, and it indicates that patients have to be pushy about getting follow-up care, and they need to tell their primary care doctor, who otherwise probably won't be informed of the emergency room visit. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The dinosaurs are definitely back at the top of the movie box office. Jurassic World has now had the highest grossing opening weekend of all time. $208.8 million in its first weekend in theaters. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.